Morning, No Doubt. That's Jimmy Nail on Nova 103.5. So yesterday was World Cancer Day. We spoke about it quite a bit, but I did say that the Cancer Association was obviously very, very busy with lots of activities and things going on. So their CEO could not join me yesterday, but he very graciously said he would join us this morning. So in studio with me, Mr. Rolf Hansen. Good morning, Rolf.
Don't go for Mr. Just Rolf. Thank you very much, David. It's wonderful to be with you. And I love the new studios. It's my first time in your new studio over here.
There we go.
Very nice.
So, okay, yesterday, World Cancer Day, you guys had a big sort of presser. You had a big event. Give us the synopsis.
Yeah, so basically we focused on the new theme, United by Unique. And that speaks to advocating for and empowering the patient, the voice of the patient, and also understanding that each patient's have unique needs. Mm. Each patient has unique needs. And that we should stop fighting the disease and treating the disease, but actually help the patient.
Mm.
Because each patient has their own unique journey, and we need to understand that. And that sort of ties in with our palliative care program focus as well, where we say it's the interdisciplinary team that has to come together so that we can truly understand what the needs of the patient are, what their challenges are, mental health position is. Do they truly even understand the diagnosis? Because very often we find that patients come and they sit with us and they're very, very distraught, very confused, because the way the news was broken to them, it's like, you've got cancer. Now, what type of cancer? Am I going to live? Am I going to survive? How? What are my chances? What are the odds? So this was sort of the thematic area that we focused on yesterday. We had a training session, volunteer training. We had nurses. We had social workers from the state with us. Volunteers from just our following, people who support the Cancer Association that we came. And we had a wonderful training morning. And I think that was sort of the highlight for me, the special part for me. Yes, the media is very important. We have to share the news. And I'm so thankful to all of you guys for making my work a whole lot easier. But I think that just even like we're doing now, speaking to the hearts of Namibians and telling them that when you hear the word Cancer Association, it need not be so heavy and stressful. Because I can promise you, a lot of people, when you said we're being joined by the Cancer Association this morning, people are like, oh, change the channel. Let's just go Nova. No, let's go to Wave or something like that. And it shouldn't be that way. It's think of when you speak about Cancer Association, like Life Foundation or Hope Foundation or Courage Foundation or Brave Foundation.
Yeah. Rather.
It is what we're called, but the work that we do is so beautiful, and I would really like our listeners to be part of that in the future.
So, I mean, you bring that up, and I know it even sounds a little bit strange to say it, but I mean, you guys have a lot of fun, and you do a lot of fun activities. One of the unique challenges, I think, you know, especially maybe not just in Namibia, but especially in Namibia, as a charitable organization, is obviously, yes, you need to spend a lot of time, you know, trying to look after the patients and trying to increase education and, you know, fight the disease as such. But you also have to spend, you know, possibly even more time just trying to bring in the funding to be able to do that. And that's where you guys, where the fun element actually comes in. Are there any big plans for this year?
Yeah. So I think about 80% of our energy is invested in the fun components, which is not that fun always, but it's the fundraising. Yes, 80% of our energy goes into fundraising and trying to beg for money so that we can actually help patients. We've got our normal big events. Next week, Saturday, we've got the Chica, partnering with the Lions Club, doing our Chica Walk, because next week, Saturday the 15th, is World Childhood Cancer Awareness Day. So we need to do that. We've got our walks, things that we partner with. Nova, for instance, big walk is our pink walk at the end of the year. So we have to start planning with that on that one as well already. Hats and Roses, the Apple Project, a Rough and Tough Rally. there are so many of these things. And right now we've got the Sprayathon that's launching as well. So schools can all participate and we do the funky spray and things like that. The fun component to Impact Lives is massive. It gives us a lot of stress, but it's always so wonderful when we see the Namibian people taking hands and participating. Mm. A walk, a marathon for hope. Just everyone joining in. And then, yeah, like you say, people think it's serious and perhaps we're a bit difficult, or perhaps we're negative in life or depressed because we deal with a dread disease and death and all these things. But they're actually a cool bunch of people, crazy. It's very toxic to say we are a family at work, because one should never say that. That's a red flag immediately. But we're a very tight team. Hmm. That is true. And we're a small team and we need to do a lot of work together. So there are a lot of activities that's lined up for the year. And I would like to encourage our listeners to join our socials. We're very big on Facebook and Instagram. And we're trying out the X situation, the Twitter situation. And we're trying out the TikTok situation. It is new for me. I'm gradually starting to move a bit away from the social scene. Mm-hmm. But we've got a very young and dynamic new generation that has joined the Cancer Association. We try to be relevant, but I think with technology advancing at such a rapid pace and speed, it's always every 6 months there's something new and new angle that you need to. So communications and everything that I can say the two of us, we learned in university about communications and marketing, all these things. It's so dated. Yeah. I mean, I studied through UNISA, through the postal, and now everything is digital and it's very fast-paced. So I also have to acknowledge that we need to keep ahead of time as Cancer Association, and it is challenging. So anyone out there who's interested to contribute or to help or to just give advice, please also contact us. Our doors are always open.
So you mentioned that, I mean, at least two walks there. Yesterday, I was talking about the new research through Discovery Vitality in South Africa, University of Witwatersrand, and I forget which American university it was as well, but where they were actually finding that being active prior to a cancer diagnosis actually leads to, you know, improved outcomes for people who have been diagnosed. So they're not saying that exercising can stop you from getting cancer, because, you know, unfortunately it is one of those things that can get even the sort of so-called healthiest people can still contract cancer. But the importance, again, of an active lifestyle, of exercising, of being fit and healthy in sort of cancer outcomes. How much of the Cancer Association's focus, I mean, I know you do a lot of outreach going out and educating people about cancer itself, but how much of your sort of outreach and message is about being active and being healthy?
So in our cancer education guide, when we speak to our schools and youth especially, we focus on the balanced lifestyle approach. And that is so important. And we always have to remember that a healthy energy intake versus output, a balanced approach, is what is most important for our bodies. And not just with cancer, with all disease realms. So cardiovascular disease, heart problems, big issue in Namibia. Mm. Diabetes, huge issue. It won't prevent you from getting the diagnosis, but will definitely help you sort of keep it away a bit longer. Mm-hmm. And when you get it, to fight it a bit better, to put it in layman terms. It's all about the immune system. And it's about boosting and promoting and helping your own immune system be stronger and better. And I always refer to when people say, you have to live a super healthy lifestyle, you have to be the super fitness. I'm like, you do what works for you, exactly. Darling. And I always refer to a dear friend, Quentin Steele Boetes, who was a friend, a mentor, an uncle. And his family and I are still very good friends. And he was the health expert himself. Mm. And he got it. He got cancer. And he was healthy and he was so positive and he impacted so many lives during his journey with cancer, but he died from cancer. So there's no right and there's no wrong. But what definitely will negatively influence all of our existence when it comes to cancer and heart disease is if you do not do a bit of exercise. Yeah. And that means, and I love that show, your show yesterday where you talked about the walking, because I'm not a gym freak. I'm sorry. I cannot handle sweat and everything around me. But I love walking.
Mm.
I love walking, and even when we travel, just walking forever, the entire day, and getting lost. It is so easy. We can all do it. And I think I want to encourage Namibians to just start, especially with the amazing weather that we have.
Mm.
After work, take yourself for a walk around the block. That's all that is needed. 10 to 15 minutes of walk. That's what is needed to get our immune system going, to get our hearts pumping properly. And then you'll actually start feeling better mentally. Mental health is so important. Depression, huge issue in our country. Walk.
Well, thank you so much, Rolf. We'll obviously carry on. We'll chat to you again during the year. And like you said, Nova is involved with the Cancer Association. We'll carry on being involved. Just before you go, let people know if they want to get in touch, if they want to help out in any way, shape, or form, how can they do that?
Super. Thanks so much for this time. If you want to contact us, listeners, please, social media is there, but also Vintook 237-740, 237-740. Catch us on our socials and send us a message and we'll connect or phone. We'll engage. Our doors are open. It's not a foreign or a weird space. We actually do have fairly good coffee in our office too. So do come visit.
And you sell some pretty good cookies in the shop.
Cookies are there too.
Thank you so much, Rolf.
Always a pleasure.